علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are focusing on the first sermon. And in this sermon, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in various phrases, explains about different aspects of prophethood and messengerhood. And in one of those areas, he talks about the continuity of the prophetic mission. And in this continuity, there are four elements. Either of these four elements have to be present for a prophetic mission to be present and to be continuous. And one of them is the presence of the book that we talked about last time. And now today, inshallah, we shall be dealing with the third one that can be present if the others are absent, and that is أو حجة لازمة, or a proof that is binding. And we gave the example of after the times of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, which was a time when the Prophet was absent, and unfortunately the book was also not present, but yet there was something that continued the path of the prophets, and that was the clear arguments, the binding arguments, the binding proof that existed. Inshallah, we shall discuss about this in the coming segment.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
When Imam Ali alayhi salam says, أو حجة لازمة, or a clear or a binding proof, meaning that this is one of those variables that could be present which would continue the message of the Prophet. And by clear argument or a binding argument, we mean that it is a type of proof that the opposite party, if there is a dispute, let's say, would clearly agree with it and would be convinced with this. He wouldn't need something else to convince him. It in itself is convincing argument. That is what we call a proof. And if, as long as this is there, a person would definitely accept it. If he is truthful to himself, some people might not accept because they're not truthful to themselves, but if a person is truthful, would naturally accept that kind of argument. This is what we call hujjatin lazima, something that is binding. Now, at the time of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, as you know, Nabi Isa alayhi salam had a lot of challenges. He is one of those prophets of God that really suffered a lot in the hands of the people. On the one hand, the people of Bani Israel and the scholars of Bani Israel, the so-called scholars who were present, they vehemently disregarded Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and they went against him. And they accused him of all different kinds of accusations, him and his holy mother, Bibi Maryam alayha salam. Both of them were accused, they were harmed, they were hurt by the people. And most of the time they were hurt by the same Bani Israel. The Bani Israel themselves, they would harm them and they would disturb them. So on the one hand, Nabi Isa alayhi salam faced this challenge, but he continued. He had the book of God with him, the book of God that was revealed to him, and he would recite the verses of the book of God to the people. But because of the severity of the issue and the way Nabi Isa alayhi salam was cornered and by both the Bani Israel themselves and also the government, the Roman government at that time, we notice that the teachings of the book of Nabi Isa alayhi salam were lost, because the followers of Nabi Isa alayhi salam were forced into seclusion, into being alone and in very, very strenuous conditions. Inshallah, we shall explain more about this in the coming segment.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, we were explaining the times of Nabi Isa alayhi salam after he left the world. When, of course, he didn't leave the world like in the sense that he didn't die. He didn't die as such. He was raised alive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ according to the Quran. Allah raised him above, and therefore he did not die as we normally say. And he is present and he is alive till today, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. After he was raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people who were left behind were the disciples and the followers of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. But due to the strong and very tough curfew that the followers of Nabi Isa alayhi salam faced, the book of God was not properly collected and was not properly distributed amongst the people. So people did not know the actual teachings and the actual verses that were revealed to Nabi Isa alayhi salam. All that we had behind now that we call as the Gospels are the narrations that the disciples of Nabi Isa alayhi salam had written down and had transmitted to the people of their accounts of the life of Nabi Isa alayhi salam and the statements that he said. But what about that book which included specific verses that were revealed to Nabi Isa alayhi salam? No, that we don't have, unfortunately, because it was not transmitted to the people. The chance was not there for that to be transmitted. So now, in the absence of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, do we say that the prophetic mission had concluded and there was nothing to continue? No, we can't say that. There was something which Imam Ali alayhi salam says, the presence of what we call hujjatun lazima, that there were arguments that were binding. Inshallah, we'll explain in the coming session what is meant by these binding arguments, and with the example that we can give in the life of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه